Right, that was the Blue Flowers. That was from one of their CDs called In Line with the Broken Hearted, and that was a track called Make Me Stop. And that's a self-release there from 2011. Again, like I mentioned a couple minutes ago, they're going to be doing a Valentine's Day show at the Magic Bag with Blair Leese and the Bombshells and Misty Lynn and the Big Beautiful. Before that, Crud. And they're going to be doing a special Valentine's Day show at the Ritz with all kinds of wonderful surprises. You can imagine with Crud. I mean, we're talking tattoos and all kinds of stuff we can't even mention on the radio, but it should be a good time. Anyway, you are listening to WHFR Dearborn, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College, broadcasting for 30 years as of 2015, and we're just getting started. As promised, live in the studio, we have the Band Royale, ready to do a live set for us. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes, we can.
All right. Thank you for coming down to play tonight.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Are you ready?
I think so.
All right. What are we going to start with?
A song called Sanctions.
Okie doke. You are listening to WHFR.FM. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio performing for us is the band Royale. Alrighty. So, you guys are from Livonia, pretty much? Most of us. Yeah. Trying to wait so you guys can speak here. Speak into the mic again, just to make sure.
You getting me?
Yep, that's right. Good. You got to get kind of close, yeah. All right. If you don't mind, if you guys can go around the room, introduce yourselves, your name, what you do in the band, and all that good stuff.
All right, I'll start. I am Frank Ritz. I play guitar, I sing, write the songs and such.
All right. I'm Louis Scola. I play, I play the lead guitar. And I play trumpet as well on a couple songs.
I'm Robert Thompson. I play bass.
I'm Jake Beats, and I play the drums.
He doesn't exactly have a mic.
There he is, way over there in the distance.
We like to keep him in the corner.
I don't know what it is about drummers. They're always put in the corner, you know?
They're not as loved. I love them. I need them. But it's awesome. Okay.
Oh, that's good. How long you guys been together?
Well, that's a fun question. Jake and I have been doing this since we were in eighth grade. For, like, seriously, since our sophomore year in high school, so that was 3 years ago. But then these two, Robert and Lewis, recently joined the band 3 or 4 months ago.
Oh,
yeah,
so
sounds good.
They joined after we made our album, so now we are a full band.
Okay, so this version is just still new then?
Yes.
Okay.
Still working out kinks and such.
Yeah. Well, it looks like things are working out from the sounds of it anyway.
Thank you.
That's good. So you do have a full length out then?
Yes, we do. We released our first album on our own, self-released. It's called Abby's Art. We released it in late November.
Okay.
You can find that on, I don't know if I'm supposed to do this right now, but you can find it on Bandcamp, iTunes, Spotify, and all that such. All that good stuff.
And you guys have a Facebook page?
We do. Easy to find us because you can do facebook.com/RoyaleMichigan.
Okay. Any others that you're on, like Twitter or any of the other sites? I mean, you know.
Not really yet.
That's okay.
Mostly Facebook.
Everybody has their own preferences, but I ask because, you know, you always want to cover all the bases.
Of course.
Okay. All right. What do you have for us now, then?
We are going to play a song called Lucy.
Lucy?
And I always like to share a fun fact.
Okay,
I've
sure.
Still yet to meet anyone named Lucy.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So that's one of your life's missions. That's on your bucket list then.
Yeah. And I always thought, like, oh, I'd release the album and somebody would be like, hey, I'm Lucy. Still doesn't happen. I guess we're not famous yet, so.
Yeah. Well, some women you meet are Lucy, but that's not their name. But anyway, that's another story.
That was a perfect. That was perfect. That never. I'm just. That's not that bad. Okay, but yeah, this song is called Lucy.
All right, let's hear it.
Lucy goes and she walks in the park in the dark. I wait for all of the men that she hates to go so her and I can take it slow. Because she and I, we both know that it's love. Lucy tries and he hides and she cries and he dies. She hates the world for making it this way. She tries to pretend that she cares, but she don't. She knows that her daughter can't live if she won't. On with the exact same life, and he still wants her more than his wife, but she don't want him anymore, and he won't believe she's just a
All right. Lucy. Where are you, Lucy?
We're still waiting.
Still waiting, huh?
That's right. So if your name is Lucy,
call in at 313-845-9676. The members of the band Royale want to talk to you.
Because we wrote a song about you.
Well, maybe. It's not the most flattering song for a woman named Lucy, but oh well.
Well, better to be talked about and than not talked about at all, right?
See, that's what I'm saying. That's how I feel.
That's actually from a Monty Python skit. I don't remember the exact words. I don't know if you're familiar with Monty Python at all.
I like Monty Python, but
I know the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the Holy Grail, though.
You got it.
Yeah. They actually got some cool T-shirts out now. I just ordered one. Should be in the mail anytime now. It should be Friday. It says, "No one expects the Spanish Inquisition." Ever hear that one?
Yes, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm getting that T-shirt. It should be in the at my door in the next day or two. They got a couple other cool ones. They got another one that says, "The Knights Who Say Knee."
That movie's outstanding. We're going to take this time to plug Monty Python's Search for the Holy Grail. If you've never seen it, you probably should.
I would say it's in the top three all cult midnight films of all time. If you're going to get together with a bunch of friends and hang out and indulge, party, whatever, your float your boat, that's one of them. That and Rocky Horror, you know.
Rocky Horror. In the Room.
What's that?
The Room?
The Room.
Tommy Wiseau? No?
What's that?
Tommy Wiseau, my man.
It's supposed to be one of the worst movies ever made.
It is.
Okay.
It's so much fun to watch.
You know, I challenge that, though, because that the production values in that, the lighting, the image quality, the sound quality, all better than you get from film students in Michigan.
Step it up, film students.
Tell us what you really, how you really feel. I don't know. I'm educated. I'm going to have to search out and check out The Room then. Cool.
You'll enjoy it.
All right.
It's at least watchable. Nah. See who's there. It's just, you don't really want to see them because it's really bad.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check it out.
It's often in this theater in Ann Arbor.
Yes.
They play it all the time.
Ah, so that's how you guys know about it, huh?
Yes.
But we digress. How did we even get in that category?
I have no idea. But music.
Yes, let's get back to the music. What do you have now?
We're going to play a song called Shame.
All right.
And, yeah.
Somebody when nobody had died. I guess I enjoyed the feeling, you know, with the walker said. But having to face my friends made me really sick. And when you put your arms around me, now I only wanted to hide out in my bedroom until you were feeling it. When I was far too young, I would say making more than one mistake, but at least I'm still having fun. Oh, how I'm filled up the amount of sadness. I have aged well before my time, but I'll never. Of an essence, oh, so I heard them say. This way to aficionados are making me sin. The blackness of your heart, the emptiness of home. It's hard to find a place to call my own. It's hard to find a place to call my own. It's hard to find a place. Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, broadcasting for 30 years now in the year 2015, and we're just getting started. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, and live in the studio because of that, we have Royale, based out of Livonia, Michigan, mostly. Anyway, all right, I was going to ask you something. Oh, yes, upcoming shows.
Right, we have a couple of those. March 15th, right? Okay, yeah, 15th, we're playing at St. Andrew's Hall. We're going to be in the Shelter. It's like a big local music festival thing.
You're going to be part of that.
Yeah.
It's called the Spring Bash or something like that?
Yes, yes. Gotcha. We're going to be playing at like 7 in the Shelter.
Oh, that's a perfect slot, I think.
Yeah, it was cool getting to play at that time.
By then, everybody's kind of there, but, you know, they're not tired like at the end of the night.
Exactly.
I never understood why bands wanted to play last at those things, you know?
It doesn't make sense.
By then, if people are still there, they're like being held up by their partner, you know, like, come on, let's go.
Yeah, especially when there's so many bands, it can get tiring.
It's
still an awesome event, and we played one a few months ago there. And it was awesome, so we're expecting a lot of good out of this one, too.
Yeah, there's a couple bands that are there that I have played here on the Motor. I know off the top of my head, I'm thinking the Running Youngs. Have you heard of them?
Yep, we've played a few shows with them.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There's another band, too.
The Antics.
You're not playing there, though. That was Lewis's old band that broke up.
We played there once.
We stole him from them.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, so you have that one.
Yep, and then March 28th at the American Legion Hall in Northville, we're playing with a band Signature Mistakes. It's their album release show, and we'll be opening up for them. Know a few members of the band. Actually, their bassist was once our bassist, but that's a whole long story. Hey, Leah, if you're listening.
Hey, this is dedicated to her.
Yes. And then the only other show we have is, I don't think we ever figured out the date, but first or second week in April, we'll be playing at the Crowfoot Ballroom with some other bands. But we don't know the exact date yet. So look on our Facebook page.
Very near future, and we'll figure it out, right?
Yes. And those are our only three right now coming up. But we're always looking for more.
All right.
Anybody?
No, listeners out there.
Anybody?
All right. What do we have next now?
We're going to play our first single from the album. It's called Swan Song. It's a fun one.
A fun one? Swan Song?
Yeah.
Just wait. It's awesome.
Okay. I take your word for it, but, you know, Swan Song usually doesn't mean something, you know, fun, but.
True. Yeah. That's fair. I just wanted to sound exciting.
But if you say so, then that's the way it is. Okay. Swan Song.
Yes.
Bye.
All right.
Thank you.
This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, and live in the studio is Royale.
Yeah.
All right. So far, so good, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. This is a lot of fun. We've never done anything like this before.
Good. I'm glad.
Awesome. Yeah.
Great.
Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. Our pleasure.
What?
Okay. Let's see. I'm just keeping an eye on the time here.
Yeah.
We're doing good so far. We're just about right. So I just wanted to talk for briefly, if you don't mind. The name of the record is Abby's Art.
Yes, it is.
And there is definitely a story behind that, isn't there?
There is. Jacob's close friend, Abby Olenzik, she passed away very young when she was still in high school. And it was just a very hard thing to kind of grasp. Like, even for me, I didn't know her as well, obviously, as he did. But it's still just, it throws you off when somebody passes away really young. So we wanted to do something in her memory. So we thought we can name it after her because she was an artist. That's not just a random, like, two words that sounded good together. She was an artist. She took photos, did paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought if we make this album, forever her name's on it. So she can never be forgotten.
Okay. Is there a way to check her artwork? Did they keep it and, you know, preserve it or anything like that where people can still check it out? Or
Jake?
It's going to be the artwork in the album.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm so dumb. We're still working on getting our physical CDs made, and it's actually, we're finally, like, getting almost done with them, and it's going to be the physical artwork in the album of the booklet. In the album.
Okay.
When we make it. So we're going to have our art displayed there, and then they're on our Facebook page, and our parents obviously have them, but
right.
Not just displayed all over.
That's the beauty of art, music, and anything along those lines. You know, you live on, you know, even though, you know, obviously you live on in someone's heart and someone's memory, but even for the outside world, there's a way that you've left something for other people. That's a wonderful thing.
I think so, too. I think that's honestly the most, to me, that's like one of the most important things, is to always have something mm-hmm. to be remembered by.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
But that sounds really nice. I look forward to it. Please give me a copy when you get the whole thing so I can check it out.
We will. We're the worst. We were supposed to have these done a while ago, but we're making good, real progress.
No rush. Whenever you get it, then.
Awesome.
Okay, what do you got now?
We were actually going to play a cover, if that's all right with you, sir.
Yes.
It's one of our favorite bands as a group. It's The Strokes, and the song is called Someday.
All right.
Yeah. Somebody says I'm acting in jail. Oh, I will do it my best. You said you wanna stand by my side. Oh, why? Darling, your head's not right. Still on we stand together, we fall apart. Yeah, think I'll be alright. I'm working so I won't have to try so hard. Tables they turn sometimes. Oh, someday. Now I ain't wasting no more time.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
I actually want to apologize because I goofed up the words towards the end, but I just want to say sorry to Julian Casablancas and the Strokes.
In case you're listening.
In case you're out there listening.
Hey, they always listen to my show. What are you talking about?
Sorry.
No, that's all right. I couldn't tell the difference. That's okay. I've never been that much about the lyrics. No offense to you, but you know how some people always kind of focus on certain parts of the song more than others. You have that person that they just focus on the lead guitar, or, you know, a drummer's going to focus on the drums, bass guitar, whatever, you know.
I guess that's why I'm very lyric-centric. I guess we can't be friends then.
Darn. Anyway, yeah, that's actually one of my favorites. That was a good song to pick, so that's cool.
Thank you. Yeah, we play it on people get probably more excited than when we play our own songs, but they like it. They think we do a nice job, so it's fun. It's a fun one to play.
So it's always good to play that towards more the beginning of the set, then.
Yeah.
Keep their attention if you.
Yeah. Make them interested.
There you go. All right. So in case someone wasn't listening, at the top of the hour, we have the band Royale live in the studio. They're based out of Livonia. And why don't you give us a little information once again, like the name of your release, right. Where to find it, et cetera, et cetera.
We recently released our debut album, self-released, called Abby's Art. We are Royale, so it's by Royale. And you can find it on our Bandcamp, which is, I didn't mention this earlier, actually, withcheese.bandcamp.com, or our Facebook, which is Facebook/Royale Michigan, or you can find it on iTunes, Spotify, the Google Play Store, and all that. Pachaz? I don't know if that's a word. Whatever.
Well, it is now. You just coined it.
It felt right.
When people say that word, I can remember when Frank was here and he started it all, you know?
Yeah. No, well, are we allowed to Royale with Cheese, the Pulp Fiction line? That's where the name came from.
Okay.
Yes. I know there's lots of Royale type things, but that's the one.
Okay. I'll have to look that up again. I've been wanting to see that movie. I actually saw it when it first came out, and I think that's the last time I saw it. So
that's a shame.
That's been a while. That's been a while. I don't know. I'm one of them people, I have to wait a long time, even if I really like something, to see or hear something again. I like to have it fresh, you know?
It's what they call the quarter pounder in Europe.
It's what they call the quarter pounder in Europe?
Yep. Royale with cheese. That's the one.
Ah, Royale with cheese. Okay.
Well, so, Bandcamp's with cheese.bandcamp. Name's Royale. I hope we don't get sued for any of that. But, yeah.
Well, as long as your songs don't sound like you know who's and all that good stuff. But anyway, all right, let's let's keep it going. I guess we're doing well.
Yeah. No, stop it. This next that wasn't funny. This next song is actually called Silence, and I think it's one of our favorites. It's one of my favorites, and I wanted to take the time to say that.
Okay.
But it's Silence.
Silence in the whole room as I awoke. stopped and I searched for try to find the one song to turn all my wrongs to right. No such
listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. We've been at this for 30 years now. We're going to keep on going. We're just getting started here. And live in the studio, we have the band Royale.
Yes.
Playing for us. All right, so that was a track called Silence, yes, then.
It was.
And that's one of your favorites. Okay.
It is. It really has grown the more we play it, and especially the recorded version. And live, it became a lot more fun to play having all four of us here. I don't know if we ever actually mentioned it. There was a period after we lost our bass player that Jake and I played just shows, the two of us, for 6-7 months, something like that. Actually, was it longer? It was longer than that. Okay, it was a long time, just the two of us, and then we recorded the album, and now we have the full band, so everything live is a lot of fun.
You're seeing a lot more of that nowadays, and I wonder sometimes when I check bands out live, I'm wondering, it's like, okay, are they really purposely doing that, and that's what they're going for, or is it like in your case where it's like, well, you have no other choice, you just don't have other members right now?
Yeah.
Or is it both? Who knows? You know?
Who knows? Robert, actually, we added him. He's our bass player. He never played bass before. He kind of knew how to play guitar and kind of is strong. But then I was like, hey, Robert, here's a bass. Learn bass. And now he's our bass player. So he's only known how to play for 4 months at the most.
Hey, you know, so. I mean, if it helped that he already played an instrument before that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That helps a lot, you know. I think it's easier to switch over from a guitar to a bass than vice versa.
That's what I said. I was like, you know, guitar, you got this. You got this bass thing.
Really, with the bass, you just have to get used to stretching your fingers a little bit more.
Yeah. I can hardly do it.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's, I guess, keep it moving. We got Again.
Yes. This is the first song we ever recorded, but it has come a long way since that first recording.
Really?
Yes.
It'd be interesting if I could listen to, like, what it sounded like the first time, and then
it's on our Bandcamp, I think. Yeah, it's just the single song Again, the first time we recorded it.
I'll have to check that out just for comparison.
Yeah, it's hard to listen to now, but
oh yeah, I know. I'm sure if you heard some of the earliest recordings or incantations of some of the songs that you know we grew up and loved, I'm sure you'd be like, "What?" You know, definitely.
It's fun watching the songs develop.
Yeah. Okay.
But so this is the first one. It's called Again.
That's ironic.
Just go die in a hole. But deep down she thought maybe
Live in the studio, the Band Royale, here at WHFR.FM, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. Alrighty. Things are moving along really well. Coming up next, we have a celebration. Okay. Anything behind that track, or?
Not really. No, no. We were debating if we should play it or not, but I think we can play it. I think we got time for these couple.
I think you can squeeze the three more in.
Yeah,
sure.
They're also on the shorter end. Yeah, this one's a celebration. I know it has a fun title. Fun fact that literally no one knows. I like to write songs usually about characters or situations that are happening that don't pertain to myself, and I wrote this from the perspective of a man who's dead but is viewing his own funeral.
Interesting.
And, yeah, and people are always like, oh, yeah, that celebration song. And I'm like, if you even knew. So it's a fun one, and a lot of people like it. And I don't.
That's all that matters, if they like it. Then
yeah,
that's...
I think it's fun to know people like one of our songs. So, yeah.
Okay.
Thought that was a fun thing to share. Lewis is going to play the trumpet on this one.
All right.
Hey.
And, yeah.
Everyone here at the procession's bucket.
right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College in Dearborn. Live in the studio, we have the band Royale. Oh, good yeah. news, gentlemen. Yes. While you were playing that song, Uncle Lucy called.
Ha! Uncle Lucy.
Uncle Lucy.
Good.
Somebody's uncle called and said everything's sounding great. Said we're doing a good show.
Thank you, somebody's uncle.
So I'm going to assume if one of you don't know which uncle, you're going to find out one way or another.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's Jake's uncle, but I mean, that would be rude if it wasn't to assume. I don't know. Yeah, we don't know whose uncle.
Well, you'll find out, I guess.
We'll find out.
Just wanted to let you gentlemen know that.
Well, thank you.
So, Louis, you playing the trumpet there. I imagine you probably started in grade school with that?
Yeah, I started playing in the school concert band in fifth grade.
Okay.
Did marching band in high school, was the section captain for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I love it. I'm glad I got to pull it back out for these guys.
Yeah, did you ever think when you were playing back in fifth grade you were going to be doing this kind of thing with it?
No, I honestly didn't. I wasn't super musically cultured back then, but you know, since a lot of bands like the Front Bottoms, they're a little bit popular, a lot of bands like that have been using the trumpet, so I'm really glad I get to be part of something like that. These guys are awesome. I'm glad their music style includes that.
Oh, shucks. Yeah. Thanks, Lewis. We love you.
It's always good when you can broaden your horizons when you want to be a good musician, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. The more instruments you play, the better grasp on music you have. So. Mm-hmm.
I agree. So that worked out cool. Excellent. All right, let's keep it going. I guess we're running out of time here. Let's squeeze in a couple more.
We can just do the last one if you like.
Well, it depends. I mean, we got to go all the way till 6, you know.
We got minimum. 2 songs in 7 minutes.
So you guys know how long they are, so that's up to you.
Just let me be a little faster than normal. Just make sure it's up tempo. We got this.
All right.
Make it work.
Now, did you want to say anything before we go, or did you just want to go into the last two?
I'd like to do the last two. Just okay. Thank you for listening, anybody listening. Okay. And we're Royale. You can find us on Facebook, Bandcamp, iTunes, Spotify, our debut album, Abby's Art. And yeah.
Hi, Mom.
And Lewis says hello to his mother.
All right. Sounds good. So next two tracks are going to be?
Let Me Be and then Anything.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay.
This is Mike Daranuski inviting you to listen to Scrockin' Your Butch Out, which broadcasts every Sunday night from 7 to 9 p.m. here at WHFR Dearborn, 89.3 FM, the station making waves!
If you're looking for something fun to do on Sunday night, you should listen to the 1 Plus 1 show, hosted by me, Mrs. Robinson. Every Sunday night from 9 until midnight, you'll hear the best in indie rock, space rock, garage rock, and everything else in between. So tune in every Sunday to the 1 Plus 1 show on the station making waves, WHFR Dearborn.
This is Origix.
This is DC.
From the Zone Radio.
Yes, sir.
We'd like to say a happy 30th.